Thank you very much. In the absence of further request to take in the floor, I think we should move to the next item on the agenda, which is item number 5. That is the discussion on the situation of racial discrimination worldwide. We are going to have different presentations from different people. I will try to introduce this item by really taking you through who do we have and what is it going to be discussed under each presentation. You think I should call them? All right. We now have to call them, all our panelists. They should be here on the podium. May I take this opportunity to invite the following people or panelists on the podium: Mr. Dominic Day, Joel Masela Mutrit, Pastor Muriel. Please come ahead. Come forth to the podium. Yeah, I will invite Dominic Day to present to us, but before that, let me just give you a background of what he's going to do. What is it that he's going to say? Dominic Day is a human rights attorney and executive director of Daylight Rule of Law Access to Justice Advocacy internationally. Her litigation, public policy research, teaching and capacity building work over the past two decades has focused heavily on racial justice, non-discrimination, and human rights advocacy. She has extensive experience in criminal and civil litigation on behalf of individuals and communities with the Black diaspora, in addition to working on rule of law and access to justice issues in post-conflict and transitional states. Currently, Ms. Day is a member of a working group of experts on people of African descent. Please have the floor.
Thank you, Chair. Distinguished delegates, Office of the High Commissioner, and distinguished guests.
Okay. I beg your pardon. I should introduce everything so that they will understand what questions you have to answer. Yeah. There are some questions that her presentation will be actually covering. It will be questions based on the experience, whether as UN expert or academic, how they would describe the current situation of racial discrimination worldwide. Whether you think that we are experiencing an increase of racism and racial discrimination, and as to whether there should be priorities for member states, the UN agencies, and civil society to counter contemporary manifestations of racism. There is another question that has to do with the discussion on measures to be taken to enhance the effectiveness of the follow-up mechanisms to the DDPA and to ensure better synergy and complementarities in their work. Please have the floor.